For 300 years, the Lumbee Indians have considered the area we now call Robeson County their home. And for 150 years, the state of North Carolina has recognized the Lumbee as a tribe. But for much of that time, that special recognition has meant anything but special treatment. During their visit to the StoryCorps mobile booth, Mike Cummings and Gary Locklear talked about the indignities they faced growing up as Lumbees. Cummings is a Baptist minister. Locklear, a former teacher and corporate trainer. Both men are in their late 50s and have been friends since childhood. Mike Cummings started off by remembering the divisions in Robeson County's population.
There was a white Robeson County resident, there was a black Robeson County resident, and there was an Indian Robeson County resident. That was reflected in a school system. That was reflected in church organizations. That was reflected in bathroom facilities. And as a young boy with my father going to the tobacco market with our crop for sale, that's where I would see three water fountains. And there was one of them marked for Indians.
As a child, the question that troubled me most was in the mornings, waiting for a school bus, and the white school bus would pass. Then the African-American school bus would pass, and then the Indian school bus would come. And I can recall struggling with, where do I fit in all of this? Is somebody better than me in this group? Is somebody worse than me? Am I the worst one in this group? Who drew the lines? Who caused it to be this way? And how am I to deal with this?
I went to white school when I was in the 10th grade, 1964, when the choice was made available for families to send their children to schools of their choice, wherever they'd like to send children. My mother chose that we would go to Red Springs. And you've got to understand what an amazing challenge that was for me to sit in class with 10th graders who were all white except me.
There was one white student in my class. All of high school was with Indian students, and it was college where I really learned to work with and go to class with and play basketball with white and black young adults to get out of the all-Indian community. On one occasion, I had a college professor, education professor, who required me to follow him around the classroom after class and read to him while he watered the plants. And he was exploring my reluctance and bringing me out. I remember asking him, "Doctor, when I get ready to do my student teaching, could you find a place for me near home?" And he said these words, "Gary Locklear, there are more important places in this world than Robeson County." And he sent me outside the county, over to Scotland County, and it was one of the best experiences of my life.
You know, I had a similar experience in seminary, talking about the effects of discrimination upon you. I was taking this course in advanced Greek. And basically what we did at seminary with upper-level Greek courses was learn to just translate New Testament books. So I had taken on one of the New Testament books, and our exam was to meet with the professor and translate that New Testament book from the original language and just read it to him in English. And I was going along pretty well and making some easy progress at translating that thing for him. And he stopped me, and he said, "Brother Cummings," he said, "I want to ask you, what is your background?" Well, I just jumped right in on this. "I'm a Lumbee Indian. I've grown up in Robeson County." And he said, hold it. He said, "I'm not talking about who you are ethnically or racially." He said, "I just want to know where you learned this Greek." He said, "You're an excellent Greek student." He said, "I want to say something to you." He says, "When I ask you your background, your immediate response was about your race." He says, "I think you're too inhibited by your awareness of who you are." And I think what he was saying helped me to understand what discrimination had done to me, how it had narrowed my view. And that has been an experience that has been there to remind me that you can be good at other things, even if you aren't Indian.
Mike Cummings leads the Burnt Swamp Baptist Association, a group of Native American churches in North Carolina. Gary Locklear is a missionary with the United Methodist Church and works with Native American congregations here in North Carolina. They visited the StoryCorps mobile booth last week. The National Oral History Project's mobile recording studio is in the Triangle through Sunday. The segment was produced by John Blythe. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about our show or want to hear archived editions of past programs, go to our website at stateofthings.org. On Wednesday, May 3rd, the State of Things will present a public forum that looks at the future of high schools in North Carolina. The program will be taped for broadcast as part of our series, North Carolina Voices, Studying High Schools. The forum will be held in the Western Guilford High School Auditorium in Greensboro at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd. It's free and open to the public. For more information, go online at wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm David Crabtree.